This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters. The 2018 Hooters Calendar Girls are taking over sunny Tampa Bay. Come meet them in person and get your calendar signed November 30th through December 3rd. Buy one for you, your friends on your Christmas list, or one for the troops, and we will send it overseas for you. Details on the full schedule coming up later in the podcast for Hooters Girl Calendar appearances in the Tampa Bay area. Or right now, you can visit on your own, originalhooters.com. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is also teed up regularly at the Eagles Golf Club. The Eagles Golf Club is located in Odessa, just a little northwest of my friends at Tampa Bay Downs Golf. You can visit eaglesgolf.com for more information. You can contact my friend and tournament director, Courtney Fox, for outing information, not just golf outings, but weddings, birthday parties, baby showers, bar mitzvahs. Courtney can book it all for you at the Eagles Golf Club. Email her at cfox@eaglesgolf.com or to make a phone call, set up a tee time. And I would highly recommend both the Lakes course and the Forest course. It's 36 holes of championship golf, semi-private in a gated community and well-maintained. The phone number is 813-920-6681. Hey, before we go any further, again, my email. As we get closer to the playoffs, and I'm playing more DFS these days as well, if you need anything fantasy-wise from me that I don't cover in a podcast, my second opinion to answer your questions and help you is always there for you via email. Just email ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Every single email gets a personal response from me. Everyone, all season long. Also, before we go any further, a couple of birthdays. First of all, my longtime friend and colleague, the big dog, Steve Dumig from 620 WDAE Radio, who I've done radio with over the years, who has had quite the fight on his hands health-wise over the last year. And Steve is a huge influence on me being so heavily in golf these days. Steve celebrated a birthday over the holiday weekend, and I just want to add happy birthday to the big dog. Speaking of birthdays and people in the Tampa Bay area TV radio business, now leading the retired life in golf like me is my golf partner. We play golf about once a week together. He is also now a starter and a ranger at the Innisbrook Resort. Longtime Channel 10 sports director, Dave Wirth. Dave moving a year closer to always getting the nod to play the senior tees, whether it's a leisurely round or in our tournaments. Happy birthday to Dave Wirth. Couple of important birthdays for people who have been important to me as friends and in the TV radio business, Steve Dumig and Dave Wirth. Dave Wirth's birthday is actually today as we speak. The Monday I'm posting this podcast. All right, let's get to the fantasy stuff. I'm doing this before the Monday night game. I sort of touched on the Monday night game on the previous podcast. There's not a ton of things that I can tell you. It's not a game I'll watch it. I have no players on the Texans. I have no players on the Ravens. I do have DFS action on this particular game. As I said in the previous podcast, this seems to be a good spot potentially for Macklin and Wallace for the Ravens from the Texans standpoint. You're not benching DeAndre Hopkins, but without Deshaun Watson, your expectations have been down. The targets, though, have been there. And I would imagine they will be there, albeit against a very difficult Ravens DST. Ravens DST and Justin Tucker are always your one and two options as it relates to the Ravens. From the Texans' standpoint, I expect volume for Lamar Miller, especially with Deontay Foreman getting hurt in the last game, but I don't have high expectations for the production from Lamar Miller for obvious reasons. And I'm not excited about the tight ends in this game, nor the quarterbacks necessarily in this game. So as far as what happened on, we can go back to Thursday now and include that in the conversation in terms of what is significant. Let me just bounce around a little bit and take a look at some individual players and give you random comments. We finally had the explosion from Julio Jones. And this came last year, right around week three, week four, he had a 300-yard game. This year it comes week 12. Jones will get another matchup against the Buccaneers. It actually will be in your fantasy playoffs. But Julio Jones was the biggest performer of the week. And for you Julio Jones owners, you had been waiting for that, and it paid off. And I would imagine it on its own probably won you your week. Another good game for Devin Funchess. I had gone back and forth on the email with various people who were investing in Greg Olsen in his first game back. I was being more cautious, saying take a wait-and-see attitude on Olsen. He wasn't as productive at the end of last year. He didn't look the same to begin this year before he even hurt his foot. Now he's hurt that foot again. Funchess did not get in the end zone like he did the previous game with two touchdowns before the bye, but 12 targets that turned into 108 receiving yards and seven receptions. Also, with McCaffrey running more slot routes, I think it actually helps Funchess in terms of making it more difficult cover Devin Funchess or roll coverage his way if McCaffrey is going to line up more as a slot receiver rather than this facade that McCaffrey is a running back. Speaking of blow-up games, Alvin Kamara with another one. And Kamara with a couple of touchdowns. It was nearly three as he was tackled inside the five-yard line on a catch-and-run in the fourth quarter before he scored a late touchdown when he got in the end zone as the Saints were trying to get multiple scores. Kamara now is, and I've said this over the last couple of weeks, he's not someone you take out of your lineup. I'll just give you an example. I didn't play LeSean McCoy this week and kept Kamara in the lineup. I told many of you a long time ago with Ezekiel Elliott, if you owned him, have a plan. The minute Elliott finally got suspended, you needed to already have players on your roster to take that spot. And don't jump on Alfred Morris or Rod Smith. Darren McFadden is now gone and out of the equation, or try to pick somebody else up then. That's why I picked up, I don't know, I think it was week two, week three, Kamara on waivers, and now he is a top five running back on a weekly basis. I mean, just look at how Kamara produced basically 10 times the fantasy points of starting running back Mark Ingram, who had 11 rushes for 31 yards and was targeted three times in the passing game that turned into two receptions for 5 yards. It was a down game for Ingram, who has been one of the hottest running backs in fantasy football. In a loss for the New Orleans Saints, sure, Ingram bounces back. But if you own Kamara, and for whatever reason in recent weeks, you've been benching him for somebody, and you lost that week, you deserve to lose. Another week with Leonard Fournette. After telling reporters following the win a week ago that he'd be dealing with an ankle injury for the rest of the season, an Arizona defense that just knows what it's doing. It's not the best defense in the NFL, but they know how to game plan, and they made life very difficult on the Jaguars and on Leonard Fournette. 12 rushing attempts for 25 yards in the Jaguar loss. Blake Bortles was the leading rusher for Arizona. Arizona's attitude was, we're going to let Blake beat us. Blake nearly did. But in the end, he did not. And Arizona won the football game. Sammy Watkins had one of his best games of the season. Without Robert Woods, Watkins was clearly a focus, along with Cooper Kupp. And their attention was elevated. Gurley wasn't able to dominate the game, even in a Rams win. Nice bounce-back win for the Rams after that dud at Minnesota a week ago. Watkins targeted 9 times. He only caught 4, but 82 yards and a touch. Nearly had a second touchdown late in the game. Also, though, was responsible for trying to make a difficult grab, and he basically turned it into an interception for the New Orleans Saints. Carolina's DST paid off big. With in the span of just a few minutes, a Luke Kuechly scoop and score. And then I think following the immediate three and out, a punt return for a touchdown. There's a lot to like about Carolina right now in terms of fantasy. They don't play. People rip the Dolphins and say they're the toughest team to watch. And I guess that's more so than Cleveland or San Francisco. Carolina's games aren't easy to watch either. So when Carolina played Miami, it was really difficult to watch a couple of weeks back. But Carolina's got a lot going fantasy-wise, and their DST certainly produced. Bounce-back game for Zach Ertz after about a month of where we sort of wrote it off and said, yeah, the guy was hurt. Involved and produced 12 targets, 10 receptions, 103 yards, and a receiving touchdown in a game against the Bears, where the Bears like to slow the game down. The Bears can play some defense. Didn't hurt Ertz one bit. Joe Mixon for Cincinnati in the Bengal win against Cleveland, despite averaging just 2.9 yards per carry for the season, and Cleveland always getting the fallback on, well, they play good run defense. They didn't against Cincinnati. Mixon put up 114 rushing yards and a touchdown and added 51 yards receiving on 3 receptions for his biggest game of the season. Let me bounce around to some more random guys. Antonio Brown again showing why for the better part of the last 5 years he's the best wide receiver out there. With his huge game on Sunday night in a surprisingly competitive game with the Green Bay Packers, Brett Hundley's best game. Steeler defense continues to give up too many big plays. If the Steelers lose in the AFC Championship game to New England or lose a game trying to get to an AFC Championship game against New England or lose the Super Bowl, it will be likely because they give up too many big plays. I'm not really sure why. I mean, just breakdowns in coverage. Horrible game for Artie Burns. But Antonio Brown, 12 targets, 10 receptions, 169 receiving yards, 2 receiving touchdowns, even added a 2-point conversion. Other big receiver games. Robbie Anderson has scored 5 straight games in a row. Had 10 targets that he turned into 6 for 146 and 2 receiving touchdowns in the loss to the Carolina Panthers. Hot hand, you got to stick with him right now. While Devontae Freeman missed another game, should be back next week. Tevin Coleman with a nice bounce back. But there's a big difference between the Seahawks defense and the Buccaneer defense. Even on a short week, Coleman produced 97 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns. And even in a huge game for Julio Jones, Tevin Coleman also had an enormous game as a running back. You DeMarco Murray owners, here you went. And there he went with a good game. A rushing touchdown, albeit only on 9 rushing yards. He had more in the passing game, 3 receptions for 33. But DeMarco Murray did boom or bust you, and he boomed you by getting in the end zone. That Raider-Bronco game was just a mess. Before he went out with a concussion, Amari Cooper caught 1 pass for a touchdown and at least didn't zero out for those of you who've been receivers. The way Murray's season has gone, Murray being a little bit more productive. Let's see, anything else that stood out from, I'm just looking at some various, again, playing running backs with the Eagles is, it's tough because of the committee and just because Wentz is so good in the passing game. Jay Ajayi had a down game, just 5 rushing attempts for 26 yards and 1 reception for a 7-yard. Nice game for Nelson Aguilar, by the way. In what was a revenge game for Alshon Jeffrey, where he also produced. Jeffrey getting in the end zone, and a modest 5 for 52, but getting in the end zone helped, and he was targeted 9 times. Marvin Jones on Thanksgiving Day, another big game for him. 9 targets, 6 receptions for 109, and 2 receiving touchdowns. Let's see. Jared Goff with a nice bounce back. Again, utilizing both Kupp and Watkins and others in the passing game. Big game for Ben Roethlisberger. New England's defense produces for you. They have come around significantly since that horrible start to the season. Russell Wilson, not a great game for him, but a good fantasy game. 228 yards passing in the passing TD, 7 rushes for 25 rushing yards and a rushing TD, and just 1 interception, I think, that was on his first pass of the game. Mohamed Sanu, look, I'm not comparing him to Alvin Kamara, but if you own Mohamed Sanu and you haven't been playing him, you better have other better options producing consistently, because I'm looking at really the last 5 weeks. And other than the game against Dallas, Sanu has produced in all of them. And again, even in a big game for Julio Jones, Sanu was still there, getting in the end zone, and was targeted 9 times. Mentioned on the podcast going into Thanksgiving about Perine being worth picking up. And he paid off on Thanksgiving night with 24 attempts for 100 rushing yards and got 3 receptions for 30. The reason why Perine was worth picking up was because Thompson broke his leg. And it just, the Redskins couldn't rotate their backs. And clearly Jay Gruden feels like he can feed Perine. He got better as the game went on a bad surface on Thursday night. Also, speaking of those Thursday games, Kyle Rudolph, who doesn't get a lot of yardage, but he gets targets and he catches passes, and he got a couple of touchdowns, making the most of his 4 targets against the Lions on Thanksgiving. I did not see the 2-touchdown performance coming for Rex Burkhead, but clearly, he made the most of his opportunities. He also got 13 rushing attempts for 50 yards and then also got a receiving touchdown despite just 2 targets in the passing game. So for those of you that had been investing in Rex Burkhead, it's tough to know when to play him, but that is trending up. I don't think Burkhead is someone you play instead of someone more consistent with rushing attempts and snaps, but if you're desperate as a plug-and-play flex or an extra running back, he has produced in some recent games. What do I make of the Jamal Williams? 66 rushing yards and a rushing touchdown and a receiving touchdown against the Bears. That he's a young player who's getting more comfortable, and the Packers have no one else. I wouldn't chase it, but this was a much better game for the Packers. Let me look at Williams' game log coming up. Well, he is against the Bucs next, so Williams might be someone that you invest in DFS this coming week for a price, a good price, or if you're looking for a running back and there's no one else on that waiver wire, yeah, at this point you have to say he's worth owning. With Ty Montgomery out against the Steelers, Aaron Jones remains out. Montgomery might be back in the mix for the game against the Buccaneers, but a little too early in the week to say. Let me see if I can find anything else for you. Another big game for Keenan Allen. been a couple big games back-to-back for Keenan Allen at this point. And the Chargers are just playing good, confident, kind of fun football. Defense is better. Rivers out of the concussion protocol. Still sort of hit and miss with Gordon. And, you know, Eckler's not a guy right now I think you're playing in DFS or worth rostering. He is if Gordon goes down. But to Allen, another 172 and a touchdown against the Cowboys. Let me see who the Chargers have next. Chargers could win the AFC West with the tank job of the Kansas City Chiefs. Wow. Yeah, the Chargers host Cleveland this coming week. So you're definitely keeping Keenan Allen in your lineup for that one, and a good week for the Chargers DST. Rob Gronkowski bounces back. Travis Kelce went down with the Chiefs. People have been asking me about Kareem Hunt. I just can't give you an answer other than the fact that nobody had on any film on this kid for the first game against the Patriots in the first month. And then they kind of figured it out. And as dynamic as a play caller as Andy Reid is, eventually running backs show tendencies. And at this point, whether it's Hunt or Alex Smith, bad game for Tyreek Hill, off game for Travis Kelce. I mean, the Chiefs have gone from a team that looked like they could threaten the Patriots in the AFC to a team that may not even win its division and make the playoffs. They lost last week to the Giants, and then they lose this week in the full throttle spot against the Bill team that got taken behind the woodshed 3 weeks in a row. Decent game for Isaiah Crowell, but that's nothing to get excited about, and another very blah fantasy game for Marcus Mariota, who has been disappointing those of you who drafted him in season-long leagues, and he's just not carrying a lot of DFS value right now either. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is teed up at the Eagles Golf Club, a place I play at least once every 2 weeks, whether it's in an outing or just on my own or with friends. I highly recommend the Eagles Golf Club. I enjoy both the Lakes course and the Forest course, and know most of the employees there on a first-name basis. The Eagles Golf Club is located in Odessa, just a little northwest of Tampa Bay Downs Golf. For tee times and other information, call 813-920-6681 or email my friend Courtney Fox, who is the tournament director, for your outing information or just to ask questions. CFox@EaglesGolf.com. CFox@EaglesGolf.com. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is also presented by Hooters. The 2018 Hooters calendar girls are taking over sunny Tampa Bay, and here is the schedule. Thursday, November 30th, they will have appearances at these three locations: St. Pete and 4th Street, North Tampa, and Brandon. Friday, December 1st, these three locations: South Tampa, Channelside, and Hillsboro. Of note, on Friday, December 1st, our fantasy football friend and Hooters calendar girl, she waited on us when we did our fantasy draft at the Hillsboro Hooters location, and I just saw her on Black Friday. By the way, nice touch by Hooters having all the girls wear all black on Black Friday. I went to visit Brooke and Tony, one of the managers over there at Hillsboro on Friday. Brooke and Erica, who work at the Hillsboro location, who are in the calendar, will be making appearances at South Tampa, Channelside, and Hillsboro. So if you go out on Friday, December 1st to South Tampa, get your calendar signed, Channelside and Hillsboro, and you're a fan of the podcast, make sure you say something to Brooke when she's signing your calendar, because she knows all about this podcast and me and fantasy football, and who knows, maybe we'll even get her in a league next season. There are four Hooters calendar girls appearance on Saturday, December 2nd, Spring Hill, Port Richey, Tyrone, and Clearwater, and two on Sunday, December 3rd, Johns Pass and Clearwater Beach. All the information is at originalhooters.com. Again, for any information on your rosters, your starting decisions, trends. We should be past the trade deadline. You're trying to make the playoffs or set your roster for playoff competition or avoid being in last place. Anything I didn't cover in the podcast, email me. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. I hope you had a good Thanksgiving holiday. Let's make sure you have a winning week 13 as we approach the playoffs. Maybe a win this week gets you in the playoffs or keeps you out of the last place game. Equally important. I enjoy doing the podcast for you, and thanks for all the positive feedback. And I am serious, by the way, when I say on JoeBucksFan.com, for those of you out there who need a fourth in a tournament, reach out to me. Offer me the spot. I'd love to play with some fellow fantasy football fans and meet some fellow golfers. So don't hesitate if you got a team in a tournament, not just like the next couple of weeks, but ongoing, and you need a fourth, I can hold my own. I can help your team and would love to come out and play with you. Send me an email, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. And also we'll be announcing my next golf tournament either on the next podcast or the podcast to follow that'll be coming up on Super Saturday, the day before the Super Bowl. That does it for this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Good luck this week.